2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's raining a bit in downtown Salt Lake City and 37 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. Salt Lake City leaders say flooding damage along 1700 South could have been worse if it weren't for the hundreds of volunteers who showed up last night. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
Volunteers filled sandbags and stacked them along the street and away from homes, and now city leaders say they are watching closely, but they don't think water levels will rise any higher from Immigration Creek than it already has. But there are still dozens of homes under a voluntary evacuation, just out of an abundance of caution in case anything takes a turn for the worse.
The city says they will post any updates and volunteer needs on the city's public utility website. The Salt Lake City Fire Department helped residents tackle flood efforts and pile up sandbags last night.
Since we've warned the neighborhood below us that obviously they are about 40 feet below this street, so that's our criteria and our goal to keep them safe. We want them to keep an eye on what's going on and be prepared.
Salt Lake Mayor Erin Mendenhall was also out helping last night. She assigned an emergency order that could open the door to federal funding if it's needed. The flooding in North Ogden is much calmer today than it was yesterday.
My parents were woke up by the cops about 4:45 yesterday morning because it was coming across the road and coming down into their yard.
Kristen Hart says she and her neighbors all came together to keep each other safe. She says now they're just all watching to make sure that everyone is safe. Fort Lauderdale officials are giving updates on draining efforts from last night's storm that brought what water experts are calling a thousand-year flood to the area. Mayor Trandelis confirms that while many areas still have severe flooding, officials are expecting most of it to drain throughout the day today.
We expect the flooding to subside through the coming hours and have seen improvements in certain areas. Most areas will need to drain naturally just because of the extreme amount of water. But we are strategically using vacuum trucks in certain areas.
The Fort Lauderdale Airport is closed in the face of all this flooding. Mudslides are one of the many concerns that have started cropping up with the large amounts of spring runoff we've been seeing. A slide in Parley's Canyon caused a few crashes and a full I-80 eastbound road closure this morning.
There was enough mud to cover the roadway and its debris, too. You know, you got a lot of that stuff that's been accumulating over the wintertime.
Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Cameron Roden says one of the car crashes resulted in minor injuries. A friend of Lori Vallow Daybell is testifying in her murder trial today about Vallow Daybell's religious beliefs and motivations. Melanie Gibb is on the stand right now. She told prosecutors that Vallow Daybell believed that she had a special mission to lead the faithful after the return of Jesus Christ, and also that she and Chad Daybell believed that their spouses were going to pass away as part of God's plan. Charles Vallow was shot and killed in July of 2019. Tammy Daybell died in October of the same year by asphyxiation. KSL's top national stories. Jury selection begins in the Fox News lawsuit today. A Delaware judge has already sanctioned the network. It's over delays in the discovery phase that Dominion Voting System says proves their claims that the news outlet knew reporting on Dominion's alleged rigging of the 2020 election was false.
One of the reasons behind the sanctions yesterday is the fact that Dominion discovered that Fox has a recording of former President Donald Trump's former attorney, Rudy Giuliani, appearing to privately cast doubt on Dominion's involvement in any election fraud, even as he was pushing those claims on Fox shows. But Fox attorneys say that they actually had no idea that this recording even existed until recently.
That is ABC's Faith Abube reporting. President Biden continues his tour through Ireland today and is meeting with the country's prime minister. The leaders are expected to discuss support for Ukraine and the ongoing power-sharing negotiations with Northern Ireland's government.
President Biden and Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar spoke fondly about the relationship between the U.S. and Ireland ahead of their one-on-one meeting here in Dublin.
I think our values are the same, and I think our concerns are the same, so I'm really looking forward to continue to work with you.
The president praised the prime minister for his leadership and the welcome his country has shown to Ukrainian refugees over the past year. Ireland has taken in nearly 80,000 refugees as of March, according to the UN. Ireland has also provided non-lethal assistance to Ukraine, including medical supplies and body armor, and has supported sanctions within the EU on Russia. Karen Travers, ABC News, traveling with the president in Dublin.
A traffic alert for you this afternoon. UDOT will close parts of northbound I-15 for 3 nights near Centerville this weekend. Crews are installing bridge beams for the new West Davis Highway. Northbound I-15 will be closed between Parish Lane in Centerville and Park Lane in Farmington. Expect heavy delays, and I-215 to Legacy Parkway will be a good alternative. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. I'm looking at very wet roads along I-80 and a crash. This is on the westbound side at State Street, and we have vehicles to the left and right and still waiting for emergency crews to arrive. Right now, I-15 seeing a very good drive north and southbound between Ogden and Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Hey, Derek Overstreet here from the New Millennium Group Financial Advisors in Utah. You know, I've been helping people retire in the state of Utah for the last 20 years. The way we do that is we actually find out what is important to you. We create a step-by-step plan that takes into consideration your income, your debt, whether you want money from real estate, stock market, annuities, life insurance, whatever. If you want to deal with professionals, people that are fiduciaries and have a legal responsibility and obligation to do what's in your best interest, give my team a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to my website, utahsfinancialplanner.com. If you'd like to retire 3 to 5 years before you thought it was possible, give my team a call right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370.
Gah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at ooma.com/radio. That's ooma.com/radio.
At the United States Postal Service, we're reinventing our network to help keep your business moving. With new shipping options to deliver better value, greater flexibility to conveniently reach your customers, more confident shipping with new informed delivery features, and new electric vehicles for a cleaner, brighter future. Fast, reliable, perfectly orchestrated. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/movingforward.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. Flooding is still a major concern in Salt Lake City along 17th South and the surrounding areas. You can be sure that we will keep you up to date right here on KSL News Radio. An avalanche warning is also continuing this morning along the Wasatch Front. Danger remains high from Provo to Logan. Heavy, wet avalanches yesterday prevented UDOT from opening the road up the canyon. It's been closed all week with no estimated opening. Now, conditions are looking better in Big Cottonwood. UDOT is not planning any closures today for the first time this week. We're learning that Prince Harry will attend his father's coronation. The Buckingham Palace says that the Duke of Sussex will travel to the UK for the May 6th celebrations, but Meghan Markle will not attend during the coronation. Queen Camilla will be crowned alongside her husband. Experts are warning about a new scam using AI to clone voices. Now, hoaxers often find that audio on social media.
Jennifer DiStefano says she answered a phone call from an unknown number, worried it could be an emergency about her 15-year-old daughter away on a ski trip.
It's my daughter's voice crying and sobbing, saying, Mom. And I'm like, okay, what happened? She's like, Mom, these bad men have me. Help me, help me.
The Arizona woman says a man demanded ransom in exchange for Brianna, saying he'd pick her up. Within minutes, they confirmed Brianna's voice had been cloned with artificial intelligence. Brianna says it was scary.
If these people were like asking to track my mom and like pick her up, like they could have obviously been like putting some information together to try and track me or some of my siblings to actually make this a reality.
AI expert Sinead Bovell says scammers with the right software can clone voices in seconds.
Most people in the modern age have some form of an online identity and have probably spoken in some way in some aspect that's been recorded, especially if you're under the age of 25.
I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Experts suggest keeping your profile setting private and being cautious when getting a call from an unfamiliar area code or an international number. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines is brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Ricky, a few problems out there today.
Yeah, we have an accident westbound I-80 as you're approaching State Street. We have vehicles on both sides of the road, but it's the right lane that's going to be blocked. No major delays. In fact, wet roads in many places throughout the valley, but freeway traffic still in decent shape. Construction could slow you down if you're traveling 3rd West, anywhere from 9th South to 2100 South. Crossroads of the West Gun Show comes to the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy this weekend. Get great deals on guns, ammo, accessories. Plus, you can buy, sell, or trade at the show. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks to this morning's cold front, we'll be on the chilly side. 49 is all we get for a high, partly cloudy skies by this afternoon. 34 overnight goes to 51 tomorrow, partly cloudy, with a high of 61 expected by Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now it's only 37 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and still to come on Utah's Noon News. We're hearing a response from Utah lawmakers about the announcement of a potential Major League Baseball stadium here in Utah. Stay with us for that. It's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
A romantic evening. Well, she's the one for you, and she always has been. Reservations, someplace nice, intimate conversation, laughter, a little flirting, anticipation, and then the pressure, the anxiety of what's to come. Problems with intimacy are more common than you think. And who wants to schedule romance around those dreaded pills that often just lead to a headache? Plan a visit to Wasatch Medical Clinic. They're helping couples restore intimacy with the most proven form of wave technology. It's backed by 50 clinical studies, including the Cambridge University. You can now regain your love life without the headaches of, well, you get the idea. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and not only will the exam and ultrasound be free, they'll also include free testosterone. That's a $650 value, and it's free for those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify and take the planning out of your relationship. 801-901-8000.
Getting close to retirement? Or have you retired? You've probably got a ton of stress-filled questions on your mind. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Getting a second opinion with an individualized investment plan is vital, and our fiduciary advisors do just that. Take it from this Trajan Wealth client.
It was just so pleasant, so comfortable. I think we had 7 different accounts, just stuff scattered all over the place. And then so we just started here. Here's this, move this. And he explained it a couple different times. But if I have more questions, he said, just give us a call. And that's what I love. He's a phone call away. Like, I'm glad I know these guys. Such a huge weight off my shoulder.
Imagine not second-guessing investments or monthly retirement income. That's the peace of mind you'll get from working with Trajan Wealth. Call 801-899-7600 today or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Actual client, no compensation, no conflicts. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hi there, this is Clark Ivory with Ivory Homes. 2023 is going to be amazing, especially if you choose to move into a new Ivory home. If you want to buy a new Ivory home but aren't ready to sell your existing home, we can help out. Smart Move Guarantee takes all the hassle out of renting your existing home. They manage the rental process and maintenance and guarantee your rental rate for 3 years. Smart Move Guarantee is exclusive to Ivory Homes. Drop by one of our model homes today.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. AutoTrader.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First, UDOT will be closing a portion of 13th East that crosses over I-80 starting tonight through tomorrow morning. Second, leaders in Salt Lake City say they don't expect water levels to rise any further today out of Immigration Creek. Third, traffic and weather together. Here's Ricky Meese.
A multiple vehicle crash with possible injuries. Westbound I-80 approaching State Street, blocking a right lane of traffic. We are dealing with some wet roads in the valley, but freeway traffic, for the most part, delay-free and no other problems. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cooler weather for the next couple, then a warming trend. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, definitely cooler, cloudy, 37 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. We're learning more about the leaked classified documents. Sources tell ABC News authorities have identified a member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard as a person of interest in that investigation into the documents leaked over the Discord social media platform in recent months. ABC's Louis Martinez is at the Pentagon.
Now, the New York Times has named this individual, this Air National Guardsman. ABC News is not identifying him at this time, but has reached out to family members for comment. We have also reached out to the National Guard Bureau. They have issued a statement to ABC News where they confirm that they are aware of the information of these reports out there in the press right now. And they also say that they understand that the National Guard takes this issue very seriously and will support investigators.
In Manhattan, former President Trump sitting for a second deposition in a New York civil fraud lawsuit that accuses his family business of inflating values for real estate dealings. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in Manhattan and says that instead of taking the Fifth, Trump is looking to tell his side.
His attorney, Alina Haba, issued a statement as the deposition got underway, saying that the former president was anxious to answer questions and explain to the attorney general how successful his multi-billion-dollar business has been. And so it appears that he is prepared to answer at least some of the questions as part of this $250 million civil lawsuit.
Jury selection underway in Delaware in the Dominion defamation case against Fox News. Dominion claiming that Fox falsely claimed election fraud caused by Dominion voting machines in the 2020 presidential election. The airport in Fort Lauderdale flooded yesterday, remains closed until at least tomorrow. Weather experts calling it a 1,000-year storm. More than 2 feet of rain fell in a 24-hour period and caused major flooding throughout the city. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Major League Baseball is one major step closer to coming to Salt Lake City. The Miller family, longtime Jazz owners, say that the city is in the running to bring an MLB expansion team here. House Speaker Brad Wilson tells David Dujanovic he's really excited about the potential.
I can hardly wait. There's nothing better than sitting under the night sky in a stadium watching a baseball game. Nothing better.
Will taxpayers fund the stadium?
No.
Will those who build the stadium or the team be offered tax breaks by the state, Speaker Wilson?
I think it's highly unlikely. You know, we honestly haven't even had that conversation. This is a state that is not done much, if any, of that. I give a good example is the arena downtown. I think the city helped a little bit with that, but there weren't incentives from the state to help with what's soon to be the Delta Center again. So, you know, time will tell. One thing we do in Utah is if there are incentives for, like, when a business were to locate here, we never give them cash. Sometimes we say if you generate tax revenue, we'll let you keep part of the tax revenue you would have generated or you do generate that we wouldn't have got anyway. So it's kind of a but-for question, but that's a conversation that will happen years in the future. It is exciting news, though. I mean, it would just be such a great thing to add to our state's culture, and it's such a family sport. I mean, it's just such a great thing to do as a family to go hang out at a baseball
game. Couldn't agree more.
The MLB says they won't talk about expansion until Tampa Bay and Oakland lock down their stadium plans, but many Utahns are still excited about the possibility. KSL News Time, 1219. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Let's get an update on those problem spots. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's westbound I-80 where we have a crash with possible injuries involving multiple vehicles. So as you're approaching State Street, a right lane is blocked. No major delays, but it is a little bogged down in the area. Not quite to, well, right about 27th East. Now, north and southbound I-15, even where it may be raining or a rain-snow mix at this time, we have a good drive up and down that corridor as well as the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. Cypress Credit Union's got you covered. Open a new Visa Platinum card and pay 0% for the first 6 months on all purchases and balance transfers. Learn more at cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast. We are in the 40s today for daytime highs with partly cloudy skies by this afternoon and evening. 51 tomorrow, partly cloudy, high pressure builds. We'll go 61 with sunny skies on your Saturday. Sunday, 71, mostly sunny there. Partly cloudy on Monday, high of 73. And then it looks like another cool front could cool us back down to the 60s and 50s through next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Okay, just keep telling myself it's good to take it slow. Don't bring on those hot temperatures too quickly. Right now, though, 37 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. Wow, the Dow is happy today. It's approaching the 34,000 mark, up by 350 points, which is more than a full percent. Complete update of your money news coming up next.
Experience the passion and artistry of our world-class musicians when you bring your special someone to the symphony. Tickets start at $21 or just $10 for anyone under age 30 at utahsymphony.org or by calling 801-533-NOTE. Coming up at the symphony, Terry Fisher leads a program inspired by the striking Nordic landscape and the passions of its people, featuring a U.S. premiere of a new flute concerto performed by guest soloist Emmanuel Pahud, along with Sibelius' Finlandia and Symphony No. 5. April 21st and 22nd at Marisa Brovnell Hall. Then on April 28th and 29th, the symphony's own principal bassoon Laurie Wick and principal clarinet Tad Kalkara shine in a piece Strauss imagined as a dance between a bear and a princess. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org.
Held over due to popular demand. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy, Friday, noon to 8 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., free admission, free parking, free delivery. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy, call 888-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Hi, this is Doug Ryden. For so many years, you've heard me talk about my great friends at Burt Brothers and all the things they do to keep our cars running safely on the road. Many people know them for the tires and, of course, the great prices, but I want you to get to know Burt Brothers for their service as well. More than just tires, they do brakes and batteries, oil changes, heat and AC, shocks and struts, factory maintenance, basically everything to keep your car running safely out there on the road. But right now, I do want to talk about some of their pricing on tires, up to $150 backed on select Goodyear tires and up to $100 back on select Toyo tires. And by the way, visit the all-new BurtBrothers.com to shop and compare and buy and book your appointments right there online. Burt Brothers, always striving to do it better. Burt Brothers Tire and Service, it's your one-stop shop for complete auto care, simply done better. We're talking the many locations now of Burt Brothers.
The American Heart Association believes all mothers deserve quality care. They say thanks to the governor's office for helping pass legislation expanding postpartum Medicaid coverage. Visit YourTheCure.org.
KSL News Time, 1224. Japanese government says an emergency evacuation warning it issued for the northern island of Hokkaido after a North Korean missile launch yesterday morning was appropriate and not an error. It was actually this morning. Japan's chief cabinet secretary says the alert was issued in the interest of safety. Watching Utah's money. Thanks to the pitch clock, the action is moving much faster at Major League Baseball games. It also means a little less time for fans to enjoy a frosty adult beverage. At least four teams have extended alcohol sales through the eighth inning this season instead of the usual seventh inning cutoff. A Harry Potter TV series that promises to be a faithful adaptation of the books is in the works. Warner Brothers Television says the Harry Potter series will feature a new cast, and the series is intended to last a decade. Author J.K. Rowling says that she looks forward to the detail that a long-form TV series can give. It will eventually air on the Max streaming service. Some Republican lawmakers want to permanently get rid of tenure for professors. A Texas bill would prohibit public colleges and universities from offering tenure to faculty hired after this September. Proponents say it will improve the student experience, but academics say it will make teachers more hesitant to talk about controversial things. Excuse me. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 340 points. That's more than a full percent. It sits at 33,986. S&P 500 up by 52 points. The NASDAQ, it's up by almost 2%, up 236 points. Somewhere in a remote stretch of forest near Maine's border with Canada, rocks from space crashed to Earth and may be scattered across the ground. The museum is offering a $25,000 prize to the first meteorite hunters to deliver a 1-kilogram specimen. NASA says they watched the meteorite fall on radar. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
Yes, temperatures in April are starting to rise.
Yes, snow melt from the mountains and even the valleys will be significant.
And yes, there's always the possibility for high water.
But emergency planners are working way ahead of those flows to be ready.
And at KSL, we're keeping an eye on the currents every day.
Listen for updates as winter snow turns to spring runoff.
On KSL News Radio.
If you're getting new gutters, make absolutely sure that you don't get screwed. I mean literally, don't get screwed. Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors. And every single gutter company out there uses screws to hold their gutters together at the corners and downspouts. They use screws because they're fast and cheap and easy. But man, they're terrible for your gutters, aside from possibly cutting your hand. They also loosen and corrode over time because they're not made from the same metal as the gutters. At RGS Exteriors, we've been installing gutters for 70 years now, and we don't use screws. We only use permanent, strong, and unobtrusive rivets. They're made from the same material as the gutters, so they won't oxidize, and they won't corrode. They'll also never loosen. Your hand is safe, too. Did I mention they look amazing? So don't get screwed. Call RGS and get riveted gutters. Our number is 801-280-3110, or visit us at rgsutah.com. That's 801-280-3110, or rgsutah.com.
Hi, I'm Jenny Taylor.
And I'm Michelle Scharf. We are excited to invite you to listen to our podcast, Relentlessly Resilient. Each week, a guest shares their own powerful stories of enduring challenges and the tools of resiliency they have learned along the way. Remember, whatever you do today, be kind. You have no idea the struggles other people are dealing with in their lives.
Find us on KSLpodcast.com, the KSL News Radio app, or your favorite podcast platform.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening, Ricky?
We do have some more rain, snow mix coming down in parts of the valley. Be prepared for wet driving conditions. Have those lights and wipers on. A crash in the cleanup stages westbound to I-80 approaching State Street. Most of the vehicles are now to the right shoulder. And a crash downtown by the Whale, 9th East and 9th South. The expert cataract surgeons at Moran Eye Center can help you see the world in vibrant clarity with state-of-the-art cataract care customized for your lifestyle. MoranEyeCenter.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Yesterday's high, 78. This afternoon, 49 with partly cloudy skies. We'll go 34 overnight, clear and dry. We'll go for 51 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies on the cool side, and this will help slowing the snowmelt. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, seeing a few snowflakes in downtown Salt Lake City and 37 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. More millennials are buying homes despite the unsteady market, and they've become a leader in real estate purchasing. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla has more.
Millennials have had a notably difficult time trying to buy homes with the lack of housing available, insane home prices, and competition with older buyers. But the communications director for the Utah Realtors Association, Dave Anderton, says millennials have been a home buying force since 2014.
If you looked at who bought homes in those years, in the last 6 or 7 years, millennials had the biggest percent share of home buyers.
They're now a homeowner majority generation, but baby boomers still bought the most homes last year.
They accounted for 53% of sellers and 39% of the buyers, so they outpaced the millennials in the last year.
Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Flooding is still a major concern in Salt Lake City along 17th South and the surrounding areas. Salt Lake County Emergency Manager Clint Meekum says that they want people to avoid that area.
We've got lots of heavy equipment operating. We do not want to get anybody hurt because we've gotten careless at this point in the incident. So again, we have roads undermined, we have sidewalks undermined, and we have lots of equipment. So please, if you don't have business here, please stay away just for your safety.
City leaders say they've been able to protect homes thanks to hundreds of volunteers who showed up last night. Dozens of homes are still under a voluntary evacuation order. Flood damage in a Kaysville neighborhood is leaving some homeowners with no choice but to leave. And there's a huge sinkhole in the road. Kaysville Mayor Tammy Tran says a few families had to move to other locations.
Four occupied homes don't have utility service, primarily drinking water. They did evacuate some families, but now we're not evacuating anymore.
None of the homes reported having interior damage. It was isolated to the roadway on Orchard Ridge Drive. In Florida, the water just keeps coming. Relentless overnight thunderstorms dumping up to 2 feet of rain on the southern part of the state.
A flood of 911 calls overnight as the water rose in Broward County.
There are five elderly patients with heart problems at that address. The water is coming inside. They want them to evacuate to higher ground.
Sound from Broadcastify, a state of emergency declared in Fort Lauderdale, where the international airport is expected to reopen today. Travelers were left stranded after the storm flooded roadways and runways. Residents being rescued from their flooded homes by boat, the Red Cross assisting. Dave Packer, ABC News.
An update for drivers, especially those who pass the Sugar House area. UDOT will be closing a portion of 13th East that crosses over I-80 starting tonight. The road will stay closed tomorrow morning. Now crews are working on replacing the 13th East Bridge over I-80. 7th East is a good alternate route for people needing to cross through that area. A friend of Lori Vallow Daybell is testifying today as her murder trial continues in Idaho. Melanie Gim described a St. George conference where Lori met Chad Daybell as being a turning point, and said that Lori believed that she and Chad had married in another life. Both were still married to other people at the time. Lori Vallow Daybell is on trial for murder and conspiracy in the deaths of her children, Tylee Ryan and J.J. Vallow, as well as Chad's late wife, Tammy. KSL's top national stories. Former President Trump is back in Manhattan today in a second deposition for the New York Attorney General's civil fraud lawsuit. Former president is looking forward to the deposition, according to his attorney.
If he declines to answer questions again, then that invocation of his Fifth Amendment right could be used against him when the civil case goes to trial, scheduled currently for October. Unlike a criminal case where jurors are not allowed to consider a defendant's not testifying, in a civil case, a jury can draw an adverse inference from a defendant's decision to invoke his Fifth Amendment right.
That is ABC's Aaron Katursky reporting from Manhattan. There was a large crowd at the new Raising Cane's in Midvale. The restaurant was designed by musician Post Malone, who was at the ribbon cutting today. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz was at the event.
Right now, in this very restaurant, is Post Malone himself. He just came out. He greeted all the fans out there. He cut the ribbon on this brand new restaurant. It is bright pink. It has black kind of, for lack of a better word, splotches on it. I'm trying to figure out if they're an actual design. But Post Malone is here, and there was a semi-large crowd that showed up. I even spoke to one fan who slept overnight here, you guys, just to get a glimpse.
The Raising Cane's is at Fort Union Boulevard and 900 East. Other national stories we are following. Protesters in France are back on the streets today. Some 400,000 people are in Paris demonstrating against Emmanuel Macron's plan to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Law enforcement arrested Jack Teixeira today in connection with the leaking of classified documents that have been posted online. That's according to a U.S. official familiar with the matter. He's a member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. His arrest comes following a fast-moving search by the U.S. government for the identity of the leaker who posted classified documents to a social media platform popular with video gamers. Teixeira was first identified by the New York Times ahead of his arrest as the leader of the group where a trove of classified documents was posted. It's a whale of a celebration. The 9th and 9th neighborhood in Salt Lake welcomed the Out of the Blue art installation known as The Whale 1 year ago this week. The mascot has become an icon in the community with a pretty strong mixed response from people who live nearby. First look traffic. What's happening on the roads, Ricky?
Well, speaking of 9th and 9th, we do have a crash downtown at 9th South and 9th East. Also a new accident northbound to I-15 near 5300 South. It's in the Gore area. That's the spot between the main flow and the ramp. And then we have the final cleanup of a crash westbound to I-80 approaching State Street over to the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
This wet, cold weather, it's killing me. I was out playing in my yard the last couple of days, surveying the damage, doing some cleanup, and noticing it's probably time to take some action to make sure I'm going to have some healthy plants this summer. Now, I don't even know what happened to my courtyard, but the soil is looking pretty crusty after being under all of that snow, and I'm really pretty ready to start mixing in some compost. And that's really where organic mountain compost and the rich garden soil plus from the dirt bag comes in. I'm pretty excited that the dirt bag has extended its early bird special due to all of these late snow showers and cold temperatures. Because, you know what, the yard work's really on my radar this week. So don't miss this great deal. Order your dirt bag today for just $139 because this special has only been extended till April 15th. For that price, you can get their rich garden soil plus, shredded bark mulch, dark or black bark mulch, yes, I can speak, and their organic mountain compost. If you want to save more money, you can even drive your pickup truck down there. You can take it home yourself, and all you need to do is just call ahead. Order your bag now to get that special early bird price. Visit thedirtbag.com for details. That is thedirtbag.com. This is one dirt bag you love.
Start your day with all news in the morning. Then hear Dave and Dejanovic talk about the biggest stories from 9 to noon.
99.9% of the time, well, grand juries indict.
So let's just do away with grand juries in America.
Breaking news, important talk, all morning on KSL News Radio.
If you're in need of a tooth replacement, it's important to understand all your options. Grandpa's Dental combines experience and the latest in dental technology to bring you the information you need when choosing dental treatment options for you and your family. At Grandpa's Dental, they know great results could be achieved when treatment is tailored to each individual's needs. Grandpa's Dental mission is to provide only the highest quality and personalized dental care at an affordable price. And they've been in town for over 15 years.
At Grandpa's Dental, you can expect a friendly, knowledgeable staff, experienced professionals, and a comfortable and pleasant environment for you and your family's dental needs. So, if you need an implant, crown, or denture, get to know all your options. Call one of Grandpa's Dental offices today in Orem, Murray, or West Jordan, or go to grandpasdental.com to schedule a free consultation today. Grandpasdental.com. That's grandpasdental.com.
This is Greg Johnson, CEO of WebCheck Security, inviting you to register for the third annual Cyber Summit on April 27th. Go to WebCheckSecurity.com to register. WebCheckSecurity.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top stories. Flood problems remain a concern in several communities in northern Utah. We are continuing our coverage and will continue to bring you updates. KSL News Time, 12:38. North Korea has fired off another missile. This time, it's an ICBM that the U.S. says could have longer-range capabilities.
North Korea ramping up tension in this region again, firing another missile, the 12th already this year. Now, the launch causing a scare in Japan's Hokkaido Island. Air raid sirens blaring out there over fears that the missile could have hit the area. Now, the Japanese government called off an evacuation order after 20 minutes. South Korea saying the missile actually landed in the sea east of North Korea.
That is ABC's Britt Clennett reporting from Taiwan. Deer population numbers in northern Utah are the lowest they've been since 2017. But Jim Christensen with the Division of Wildlife Resources says spring is actually the most dangerous time of year for deer.
It's surprising to think that, you know, snow's melting. We should be out of the woods now, but this is actually a pretty critical time for deer survival.
He says the problem is that deer can't keep up with the quick change in their diet. The DWR is reminding everyone not to feed the deer, but to volunteer with the DWR if they want to help Utah's wildlife. The deadline for signatures in a referendum opposing the new Utah state flag has closed. A website shows only a fraction of the 130,000 signatures required were gathered. But according to one of the eight sponsors of the referendum, we don't know the official count for some time.
I believe we're going to be closed. I don't think we're going to know for another 14 to 21 days. The clerks have several days to turn everything in.
Chad Saunders says the government signed off on the idea of a new flag before talking to Utahns about how they felt. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
We still have the clearing of the crash westbound to I-80 just as you're approaching State Street, but all lanes of travel are essentially open. All vehicles are over to the right shoulder. A crash downtown, 9th South and 9th East. One also reported at 7th North and 6300 West, then northbound I-15. No delays, but we had a small accident in Murray at 5300 South, moved out of traffic. UDOT construction alert. Northbound I-15 will be closed each night this weekend, Friday through Sunday between Centerville and Farmington for bridge construction. Use Legacy Parkway as an alternate. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Courtesy of a morning cold front, we'll be in the 40s today for a daytime high with partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows in the mid to low 30s. And for tomorrow, how about a high of 51, partly cloudy skies? The warming trend continues into the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, a bit of snow in downtown Salt Lake City, 37 degrees. And coming up on Utah's Noon News, Utah's roller coaster spring weather is continuing again today. It is spring, after all. We will go in depth on that coming up next with Kevin Eubank.
Hey, it's Troy from Bish's RV, here to let you know that this month, we're bringing the pain.
Propane! As in free propane for life, April 5th through the 15th at Bish's RV.
Yep, buy any RV during the promo and we'll fill that propane tank for free, as long as you own your RV.
Propane is temporary, but free refills are for life.
We're also giving you 90 days no payments on approved credit. That's 3 months of all play and no pay.
And since used RVs are in huge demand, we're offering insane trade-in values on your current trailer.
You're also going to find select new RVs with lower pricing than the used models.
There's a sea of RVs out there just waiting to take you out on your first spring adventure.
That's not all. Enter for a chance to win a brand new $30,000 RV. No purchase necessary.
Take the pain out of propane. Get the hookup for life during the Bish's RV Free Propane for Life promo.
April 5th through the 15th at Bish's RV in North Salt Lake and our new location in American Fork, previously Stewart's RV, where memories begin.
Here's what happens when you get brand new custom vinyl windows from Advanced Window Products. All of a sudden, your house has more curb appeal. Your home is more secure. Your heating and air conditioning bills tumble, and you have a local company in business 37 years standing behind their work for life. But that's not all. Since they build your custom windows at their facility in Salt Lake, there's no middleman markup, so you can save money on the highest quality windows on the market. Argon-filled double-pane glass. Insulation within the vinyl framing. Top of the line, built to spec. They will create magnificent bow windows, doggy doors cut into the glass. Any color, it's all custom, all installed by their team, and every window is guaranteed for life. Rocky Mountain and Dominion offer rebates. Advanced Windows offer 60-month 0% financing. And right now, save $2,000 on 10 windows or more. So save now, pay later. Call Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
Do you have an IRA or 401k? It's natural to think of this as being your money, right? But remember, you still have to pay taxes when you withdraw this money in retirement. And you could be paying a lot more in taxes on these accounts than you know. A lot more. Learn the strategies that can help you reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement. Don't miss a special edition of Retirement Solutions Radio this Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, right here on KSL News Radio 1027.
KSL News Time 1245, the three things you need to know this hour. First, more millennials are buying homes despite the unsteady market, even in Utah. Second, flooding is still a major concern in Salt Lake City along 17 South and the surrounding areas. We'll continue to keep you up to date. And third, traffic and weather together with Ricky Meese.
Well, weather is definitely causing some wet road conditions throughout the valley. You want to use caution. A crash in the clearing stages westbound I-80 prior to State Street and an accident downtown, 9th South and 9th East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Peaks of sunshine this afternoon, then a warming trend. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, a bit of snow, 37 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The Pentagon is not commenting on reports. Authorities have identified a member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard as a person of interest in the investigation into the classified documents leaked over the Discord social media platform in recent months. The Pentagon's Brigadier General Pat Ryder at a briefing today calling it a deliberate criminal act.
Because this is an ongoing criminal investigation, I will have to refer you to the DOJ for any questions. This is a law enforcement matter.
The documents included intelligence on Russia and its attacks on Ukraine and Ukraine's capabilities. In San Francisco, police making an arrest in the fatal stabbing of former Cash App founder Bob Lee. Investigators say the suspect was known to Lee and the homicide was not random. Former President Trump appearing for a second deposition related to New York Attorney General's civil fraud lawsuit on how his family business values real estate dealings. The lawsuit seeks $250 million. The trial is expected to begin in October. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The flooding is causing some serious issues in some neighborhoods, but there seems to be a few silver linings. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank. And Kevin, what is our drought monitor looking like right now?
Well, it's remarkable the turnaround, Maria, we've experienced in just the last 12 months. And so the entire state was in a severe to extreme drought. And now we have parts of the state, eastern Utah, almost the entire eastern border along the Bear Lake area up in northern Utah. They're not even in a drought. So it's incredible what this water has done. Now, we've talked about this before. Droughts take multiple years to get into and they take multiple years to get out of holistically. And so while the monitor is looking at, or the drought monitor is looking at a couple of items, the truth is that it's going to take years for us to really recover, to replenish the water, to get the reservoirs, the lakes where we need them to be, to get the groundwater where we need them to be. But this year has truly been a hinge point, and we've definitely moved in the right direction in regards to drought.
Talk about all this water that is flowing down 17th South. Is that headed to the Great Salt Lake? Is that going to help the lake at all?
Well, yes. I mean, all the water that we're letting out, you know, you've got Pineview Reservoir letting out water up in Ogden and Weber Canyon. You've got immigration that's coming. All of these waterways, because of the amount of water we have and the intensity of that water and the need to move that water quickly, yes, it eventually will get to the Great Salt Lake. But the Great Salt Lake has already come up 3 feet this year on its own just because of the rain and snow. And we anticipate another 2 to 3 foot rise in the Great Salt Lake because of the runoff. So really a good scenario for the Great Salt Lake. I mean, here we're talking about legislative action and what we can do. And it's amazing what Mother Nature can do, regardless of what we legislate.
Right. We've been talking about what a great scenario it is right now as far as flooding, but yet we are still seeing some flooding.
Yeah, and we will, Maria, for the rest of this spring season, even a little bit into summer. When you deal with a historic snowpack like we have, unprecedented amount of water in our mountains, we've never seen this before. And so we knew there was going to be flooding. There has to be. There's just that much water. The trick is how bad will that be and how long will that go? A lot of what we're seeing right now is the urban interface flooding. As the natural terrain transitions into our man-made culverts and infrastructure, that becomes a choke point. And so when you get a lot of water like we've had the last couple of days, we've really seen the compromise in the human infrastructure of overwhelming storm drains, overwhelming culverts, not having the right grates or the right materials there. So this is something that's going to continue. Month of April, month of May, this is going to become very commonplace. Like drought was common, we're going to be talking floods for a long time. Hopefully, we're protecting life and property, the infrastructure is definitely being compromised right now with the amount of water we have melting.
All right. We saw the problems in Kaysville yesterday, Sugar House today. Are there some other areas that you have your eye on?
You know, it's one of those things. It's either now or later. Every municipality along the Wasatch Front, because this is how we've built, right? We've got all the mountains that have the water, and all along the mountains are communities. Every community is going to see some of this water compromise and water flooding issues over the next several weeks. And so it's today, the areas you mentioned, but Maria, tomorrow, it could be your neighborhood. It could be Cottonwood Heights. It could be, Centerville. It's just a constant flow of water out of our mountains, and it's going through our communities. So we're all at risk over the next couple of weeks.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for joining me today.
Hey, you bet.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank. Let's get you up to date now on the traffic. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Ricky?
No delays on the Valley freeways, but we have the cleanup of this crash westbound I-80 approaching State Street out of traffic on the right. We also have a crash downtown at 9th South and 9th East and an accident at 7th North, 6300 West. Lagoon is hiring for ride maintenance technicians with a passion for mechanics. Lagoon offers mechanics training and amazing career opportunities. Positions are full-time and year-round. Apply at lagoonpark.com/jobs. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast. A much-needed cool-down will help slow the snowmelt today. High of only 49 with clearing skies. 51 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Go sunny skies on your Saturday with a high of 61. Sunday 71, mostly sunny. 73 by Monday, partly cloudy skies with a cool front expected early to middle of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
We've seen a bit of snow in downtown Salt Lake City, 37 degrees. 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. The Dow has hit that 34,000 mark in the last few minutes. It's up by 364 points. Complete update of your money news coming up next.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Who will
Dare to find a new way to think about energy, one that connects our lives like never before and creates a world where we can breathe easy. NuScale dared by making 24/7 carbon-free energy a reality with our Voyager SMR power plants. Let's see how bright the future can be when cleaner, safer energy is available to all. NuScale. Power to the world. Power for all humankind. Discover the future of energy at NuScalePower.com.
Taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 1254. Disney has announced the end date for an iconic ride at Disneyland. Aw, ABC's Alex Stone has more.
It's a ride many of us grew up on.
Time to be turning around.
It opened in the 1980s, and now Splash Mountain, already shut down at Disney World, has a closing date at Disneyland. The Log Flume ride will close for good on May 31st. It'll be turned into a ride inspired by the 2009 film The Princess and the Frog and will be called Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Above got to do what above got to do.
The new ride will open at both Disneyland and Disney World in 2024. Alex Stone, ABC News,
aww,
Los Angeles.
So many good memories. KSL News Time, 1255, watching Utah's Money. HBO Max will now be known as just Max. It will start to include programming from Discovery Plus. Discovery Plus, though, will still be offered on its own. New service will include HBO Originals, Warner Brothers Films, the DC Universe, and a broad mix of TV programs. Dog and cat owners paid almost 15% more for pet food in March than they did a year ago. That's a significantly bigger jump than other sectors like groceries and gas. Big changes could be coming for how Americans pay for COVID tests. Many people will have to start paying for some or all of the testing costs when the COVID public health emergency ends next month. Most insurance programs also won't be required to reimburse customers for the cost of those tests. Taking a look at your money at this moment, it's a great day for the markets. The Dow up by more than a full percent, up 386 points, sitting at 34,033. S&P 500 up by 55 points. The NASDAQ up by 2%, up 233 points. If you are addicted to Wordle, the New York Times is out with a similar game that uses numbers instead of letters. The new daily puzzle game is called Digits, a mathematics game that's going through public beta testing right now. It's free right now, but won't be for long. The Times says players have to manipulate a series of numbers using addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division to reach a set number. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1256.
As you near retirement, there's a lot you need to know about how your money will be taxed. How will it be taxed today? How might it be taxed when you're retired? Utah's retirement specialists, Capital Wealth Advisors, have a complimentary report called Tax Strategies for Retirement. See the updated tax brackets and current itemized deductions, as well as strategies to potentially lower your tax bill in the future, and much more. Call 801-21 or go to retireutah.com to receive this complimentary report. That's 801-210-5500 or go to retireutah.com. Take charge of your taxes today to help you keep more of the money you've earned. Get tax strategies for retirement from Capital Wealth Advisors by calling 801-210-5500 or visiting retireutah.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a State of Utah registered investment advisor.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, do it now.
Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
You trust us for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the latest breaking news, weather, traffic, sports, and more. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device. Just say, Alexa, open KSL News Radio, or listen on the KSL News Radio app. Text the word app to 57500. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And I'm Kellyanne Halverson.
And we're hosts of KSL's Fan Effect podcast, and we're excited to share with you our knowledge
and arguments
on everything pop culture and fandom. Listen regularly on your favorite podcast platform.
And remember, that's Fan Effect with an E.
KSL News Time, 1259, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Let's see what's happening with Ricky Meese.
No delays on any of the valley freeways, but we still have the crash westbound I-80 as you're approaching State Street. All of those vehicles, and there are still many left at the scene. Over to the right shoulder, cleanup continues, also with a crash downtown at 9th East and 9th South. Questions Worth Exploring, a new speaker series event for today's concerns and faith-centered conversations. Learn from thoughtful voices about gospel questions like belonging, conflict, and more. Friday, April 21st, details at DeseretBookPresents.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And taking a look at the forecast for the Wasatch Front, do you feel like a little bit of whiplash today after those nice warm temperatures? Well, I sure do. The high today only up to 49 degrees, 51 tomorrow, and up to 60 by Saturday. Right now, 37 degrees, bit of snow in downtown Salt Lake City.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.